10 after.
Okay. I'd like to call this meeting of the Youth Council of Chisholm High School to order at, is that the right thing? Yeah, it is. On Wednesday, October 17th, 2018, at 3:10 p.m. at Bisbee High. If, start by saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
That way.
Stay behind.
Oh, jeez.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll open with a call to the public.
Public?
Yeah, good general audience of the floor.
Well, how's it all doing?
Skip that, start with old business. If anyone can recall what we mentioned at the last meeting, would have been most likely about the, we amended the Youth Council Constitution, or the articles.
You guys actually never voted on a final, like a final product. We just stopped, kind of fizzled out there for a little bit. So we can bring that back at the next meeting.
Just a few minor things to let people stay in high, like, to let them stay on the council if they,
And changing it to 2-year commitment rather than 3-year commitment, because I thought that was one of the, and I like that idea. And they can still, you know, if they want to stay on longer than that, they can get a waiver for it, so. So we need to bring that back for the next one to vote on.
We'll put that on old business for the next meeting?
Yes.
And at the age of the grade?
What?
The age of the grade of the kid.
That was what we amended.
Between the ages of 13 and 18 years.
Okay.
And then they could get an exemption paper if they need to stay in longer or, you know, whatever keeps them here. Is there anything else anyone else can remember from the last meeting?
We were going to try to have a fundraiser.
We were coming up with fundraising ideas. Does anyone remember any of the suggested ones? I know there were things that were outside of school, like from what I can remember. They were all outside of school.
There's one about the movies in the park, but that already passed.
Summer.
Yeah, but you've got another one coming up on Halloween.
It's already in there, isn't it? Is it Halloween they're having?
No, on the 27th. On the 27th, which is Saturday.
2 weeks, We can add that to your guys' next agenda to discuss that, though, okay?
Well, Halloween's going to be...
Well, no, I mean to discuss...
Oh, the rest of the...
Future.
Yeah.
I want to bring up then in new business possibilities of the Halloween movies for later.
Okay, you want to amend the agenda to add that? Okay.
What did he add?
Number 4 would be the fundraiser at the Halloween movies.
Oh. What kind of fundraiser?
Well, that's what they need to discuss. And it's the 27th of October.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Anything else from old business?
No.
Bring up numbers? All right. Well, then we'll move to new business, starting with number 1. A report from Joan Hansen, Taz Lena Shake, and Bucci Giacomino on the Youth Council Conference.
Okay. I'm going to let Taz go first.
It was basically just a big conference, and we stayed at this place, and there was a bunch of other youth councils from other counties, I guess, other cities. So a big thing that we might want to look into doing for future, future conferences is each town, it, like, discounting a few, including ours, had flags. So we didn't have one. We didn't have anybody to, like, represent our town. And so usually it would be, like, members of the city council or, like, the mayor and then members of the youth council. And basically just, like, at the conference, each town was announced and they, like, brought their flag and kind of listed what the city is known for. So maybe we could start thinking about designing, like, a youth council flag for, like, future conferences. And then also maybe we can, next time there is a conference, I know there was, like, a reason for everybody who couldn't go, but maybe we can try to outfit, like, a group of people who would want to carry the flag and, like, represent for the next one.
I'd like to put that on the agenda for next meeting.
Okay. Okay. And usually it's the city flag.
Yeah, but then a lot of them, like,
I didn't notice that. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, they had, like, well, a lot of them, because they usually would walk them up in big groups, so they had their, like, city flag, but then each youth council actually, like, had a unique flag, or, like, some of them had mascots, like, some of them had posters, like, just all different kinds of stuff like that. So, and it was also cool, because usually the president of the youth council would be, like, holding the flag, and then they would specifically get recognized, like, president of this specific youth council. So.
Yes, yes. But I like that idea.
And it would just be cool if we could design a flag, too. Not only we would have it for that, and also all the youth councils had matching shirts. A lot of them had polos. Yeah, but it would be cool, like, if we had a flag or, like, a design, like, an emblem for our specific youth council.
A logo?
We could put on all of our stuff. Like, we can put it on T-shirts. That was another thing. We could look into making shirts that we can wear, like, to conferences, or we can wear on if we do have outside fundraisers and stuff like that.
And that was one of the things I was going to bring up, is really branding.
Yeah, it was kind of nice, because then all of them kind of fit into a group, and I looked a little out of place because I was just, like, dressed in normal clothes. So, like, all of them were wearing, like, polos and khakis with, like, their emblem, or, like, some of them just had, like, T-shirts. Yeah. So.
And most of them were from larger cities.
But there was like a group from some smaller-ish towns, but usually they were from bigger, so it wasn't a big deal, because there was other, like, small towns that didn't have, like, representatives and stuff, but it would be cool if we could kind of start to, I guess, like, make a name for ourselves, because I was the only one. Maybe next year we'll have, like, two or three people go. Interesting.
We can maybe get Jen Luria to come to the next meeting when you guys are wanting to discuss. Mm-hmm. She does the city branding.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And so it could be something that will tie into the city, but will be your own unique.
Well, I think it will be cool for me and shirts.
Yeah, she does all of our artwork and everything for the city. So, I mean, she could possibly tie in what the city has, but with something fresh that you guys want.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And we could pick, like, a color and stuff, because every town has, like, a different color. One less.
Okay. So what kind of, I know in the morning there was a specific...
Well, okay, so, like, there was, like, a meeting for, like, the youth and stuff to go to, but it was kind of, like, we didn't stay for much of it, because it was kind of... weirdly organized, I guess. Like, there wasn't really a place for us to go. Like, it was open seating, but each town kind of sat at their own table, so we were kind of just, like, sitting there. But mostly it was kind of like a leadership kind of bonding type of thing. Like, they had representatives from, like, college. Like, I think it was, like, a college representative from their like, council group or whatever. And they did, like, a skit and stuff. And so it was kind of, like, the point of the conference, I guess, was to just, like, get the youth councils together and, like, kind of recognize what each of them did. So I didn't really, like, get any specific ideas of what any of them really, like, did, like, any big things that we could, like, steal ideas, I guess. But besides that, yeah. That's...
Okay. Did you think it was worth going up there?
I mean, if we had a group, I think it might have been a little more productive, because since it was kind of just like me, and it was kind of our first, I don't know if it's our first year that we had the youth council go.
They used to always attend, and it would be the whole group. Yes.
But I think it was a cool thing for me to like get an idea of like what it's like. And I definitely think the next year, like the whole youth council should try to go. Yeah. And I think then it probably would have been a little bit.
It probably would have been more fun.
More productive.
It's what they say. You can have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was super fun. Like the hotel was really nice. They had like a cute little cafe. But
and every year it changes really nice to a different coffee. Place.
Well, next year it'll be in Tucson, so it's
closer. It'll be easier.
Yeah. But like it's a nice hotel, and like the conference is in the hotel. Like they had a little breakfast and like coffee and like. Yeah. A big announcing thingy in the morning, so it was pretty nice.
And you attended the open or the opening ceremonies with the flags and
that speakers. Was really cool. Like it was kind of like long and drawn out, so like not the most exciting thing, but like it was cool to watch because you got to see like all the cities and what they're special for. Because like we're like special for mining and our tourism, but then there's like other cities that have like. Focal points, I guess. So.
And they have speakers also that are there. I think they dismissed you guys before that.
Yeah, I think we had like one speaker, and then they dismissed us to go to the separate room.
Okay. Lucci?
What can I say after she said it? It was very nice. I was disappointed that we didn't have flag in it, or if you guys didn't go, because it's
fire.
A big deal for the kids to carry that.
Yeah, that wasn't really high on our priority of replacing.
It burnt in the fire, so I do apologize for not having a
But it'll be, it would kind of be cool if we could like remake it and like get a fresh thing on it.
I think I'll get me one and hide it and then if anything happens.
Agreed.
But other than getting lost in the hotel, you had to take this elevator and then get off and get in that elevator and then
I know. I was
if I hadn't had that thing with me, I'd have never found a room. I'd have had to sit in the lobby all night.
You'd have to sleep down a lounge.
So like half the floors were on one elevator and like the other half were on one elevator.
But it the pomp and circumstance on that entry was
good. Yeah.
And some of the garb they had on was it was
the speakers good. That we had after you left were very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
And it was also kind of cool just seeing like the dynamics of the other councils.
Absolutely. And it gives you a chance to network and to talk to them and see what they're doing and how they're handling. I went to the afternoon session, or no, the 10 o'clock session? I think it was the 10 or 11 o'clock session. Where they had the youth council liaisons and the, what did they call them? I can't remember what the youth advisors. And it was very interesting, and I was the only liaison in there. A lot of the youth council are set up differently than we are. So I had to kind of pick and choose what we could use or what would work because you had some, especially in the larger cities, it was connected to the city, but it wasn't a city committee. It was an advisory. And they worked with the city, and in some cases they even had an intergovernmental agreement between the city and the school because of the youth council, but they were not part of the city themselves, so they could have as many people as they wanted. They would have 30 and 40 members, which we would not be able to do because we're restricted to the 7. And if we went through and that's if you went through and changed that, that would I'm not sure that we could do that. I spoke very briefly with some other people. I think we talked about it, and that magnitude. I mean, we're having trouble getting 7, so I can't imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. But there was a lot of other small groups too, and they seem to. Like have a pretty good dynamic.
Absolutely.
That's another thing. Like, a lot of them were like really like tight knit, like, and they just like worked well together. So I think it would also be nice if we got like a more regular schedule and like just like a better dynamic. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was something.
And a lot of the committees had bylaws, and I'm going to.
They have bylaws. I haven't at all.
Could I get a copy? I'd like to see what they are.
They probably need to be updated.
Probably.
We could.
Because we don't have those, do we?
Yeah, we should. We should have them.
I haven't seen the bylaws. Okay, that's
you
on me.
You can find them online, Ashley. That way you can send them to them. But when I first started the youth council, we got the bylaws, and I gave each of the kids a copy of it so they could see what they could and couldn't do.
Okay. Well, you guys don't have the bylaws, so we need to get those out to the... So we'll do that. We'll bring those for the next...
bylaws next meeting. Okay.
I haven't seen them either. But we can look at those, and I will get samples of bylaws from the other... youth councils and see if there's anything in there that you want to add or anything that you want to delete from the bylaws. The other thing is some of the things that the youth councils were doing, they had a youth council town hall for the students, and basically the students could talk to you about things that they would like to see, and you could get, you know, inputs. They had they set up resume writing as a project. They had job fairs, and they had school level and community level involvement. And they used one of the things. What was that?
Oh no! I was just
no, and that doesn't mean cleaning up the cemetery.
No. I know. I was just gonna add something to that because I think it would be cool if we could, like, I don't exactly know how we could like work it out, but if we could somehow like reach out to like the school or like the schools in the town and just like see what like the actual youth of our town might want to see changed,
like
here.
The younger, like Lowell and Greenway.
Yeah, and even kids from our school, because like we're only 5 people, so like we don't exactly
and
know.
Also we're all leaving, so I think that we should get Greenway and Lowell
and that's involved. And if you do a town hall type of thing, then that's something that or do a presentation at Lowell,
I think,
and if you can get like the 8th graders, it would not only help to get someone on the council, but it would also help them once they come into high school.
Yeah, maybe
their transition.
Could be a cool thing that we could plan, like find a day and like go down to Lowell and Greenway, specifically like Lowell, and just talk to a couple of the classrooms if that's possible, and just like not only like encourage them to like join youth council because we're like the majority of us.
Get ideas
are gonna be,
and see what they want.
Like see what they want to happen.
Yeah, what is the age group on that?
13 to 18. So it would be like 8th grade.
And eighth.
Yeah.
Going on pretty much.
7th and 8th.
No, hold
on. Yeah, 7th and
8th. I don't know either. Yeah.
But,
I think that would be great, and then they could just move on up.
But I think that would be cool if we did some kind of, because peer support group used to go down to the schools and do presentations, so that would be something cool maybe. So maybe we could talk
and
about
another project you might look at that, and maybe the school already does this, and somehow I have a feeling that they do, but having like, because you were talking about the peer support, did they get involved with the new 9th graders coming in?
Well, we haven't had peer support group for a while, but I just remember they would come to Lowell when we were in Lowell, and just like talk to us that it is like an available program. So that's what I was thinking. And like two of us drive, so we could like carpool down there. We would just have to get it approved by Mr. Giltner.
But we have, most of us have released it, or just you and I, I guess.
Yeah.
So 7th.
But I mean, it wouldn't be a bad idea just to take like one day and like go to both the schools and just like talk about it. Like,
yeah,
make a
presentation. That would be great.
We could even make a presentation here to like the underclassmen.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, we should set those up.
Yeah, that would be great.
No, yeah, I agree. I think we should put.
And as
not
as
next meeting,
another possible thing that you could do is in those presentation or do a presentation closer in spring for those kids that are going to be coming up to high school as to you know what kind of question you do a presentation. This is what you should expect, or maybe walk them around. You know, whatever you think would help them, because you're much closer to that than I am.
And since the age group is like 13, there are some eighth graders that could join, and that might
absolutely
be like a good idea to have like a younger like outlier. Because
and then we should make it that like, if you're 13 in seventh grade, you can't be on youth council
because your
input's not valid.
I was 12 in 7th grade, so...
Well, then that means I was 12 in 7th grade.
Exactly, I had only 13-year-olds.
But RJ's... You guys have two vacancies on your board right now. So.
Yeah, and plus, like we said, literally only...
We just need to advertise youth council more.
Yeah.
And, like, get more people aware that it's a thing. Because not a lot of people know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that is something else that how do you want to do that? What's the best way of doing that?
I think going to the schools is definitely a good way.
I think maybe we could make like a social media page too. That would be cool.
Yeah. Or even teacher nominations. I was nominated by the principal, Ms. Miller, to join this, so we can get teachers involved and be like, hey, if you recognize any of these characteristics in specific students,
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that would be cool.
We talked to Mr. Giltner, and he's also going to help with that, and you know, people that he would think that would not necessarily somebody who is involved with everything, but maybe somebody who is... I don't want to say a dork. I'm a dork. But somebody who is maybe not as outgoing, not as involved, but it might interest them. So, because we need a nice diversity as far as the type of individuals that we do have.
Well, years and years ago, we had an employee from the city, a young woman, that met with the kids too. When we had our meetings, and she had some, you know, got them to talking because she was young and knew more of what the kids wanted, mm-hmm. you know. But we did that for a while, and then it went away too.
So we talked about branding. The other thing was there are a lot of different apps where you can, and they're free, that where you can talk to each other, and we have to be careful of the open meeting laws in terms of discussing anything that's on the agenda. But for instance, getting the information out as far as when the meeting's going to be, where it's going to be, and finding out from people, you know, from the rest of the council, whether or not you're available. And
if I may add to that, like Google Classrooms is a perfect example of that.
That's the one that I've got down here.
Since we all have unanimous school domains, it'd be incredibly easy to set that up. Because we use that for like my current class right now. My physics class uses Google Classroom to turn in assignments and stuff like that. It's all electronic stuff.
We could also, since all of the students here have a BUSD email, you can get Mrs. Sorrow to send out reminders because it goes to every student. So,
okay.
That would work.
And having that connected to the school, I think, is a good idea. And Mr. Giltner had indicated that there were a couple of of apps, or there was an app that he's trying to get going.
Yeah, but they do send out, like, school-wide emails, so we could, like, make up announcements, basically.
Yeah, and they're not personal. They're, like, linked to the school, so it's just, like, a bulletin board for any information.
Can you do it for just the youth council itself?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah,
okay.
The only bummer with that is I'm not sure what percentage of the school actually does check their school Gmail.
Yeah.
Just because you know, most people have their own personal email and things like
that.
Yeah,
but you don't check that one either.
I need to give you new contact info. I don't have that Gmail anymore, so.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains it. Yeah, I knew that you were having trouble with your phone.
Things just aren't functioning for me right now.
Okay.
All right, so any other comments?
Let me see. I think that was... Oh, and the last one is just to think about what type of projects you would like to get involved with you know, in coordination with the city or bring forward to the city.
Oh, that brings me back to old business, coming to city council meetings.
Yes.
Presenting at city council meetings.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, you're going to get your chance once we get the ordinance set up.
When is that being voted on?
Well, you guys have
we
to...
We have to vote on the final.
It's a nice meeting.
Yeah.
So after the next meeting.
And then we have to present that to the city?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many of us have to be...
Well, it'll be on the...
on the agenda.
The agenda, yeah. And it would... I'm not.
Does anybody need to speak about it? Like,
I think you should.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'd love to.
I think you should. And the more the youth council that you've got there, the better.
They used to go all the time.
I used to go all the time.
I used to go to Rip City Hall. Big Rip City.
Okay.
Okay. That's all I have.
So moving on to item number 2, discussion and possible recommendations regarding the light poles at the softball field.
Yeah.
I presume that's why Coach Frasco is here.
Yes.
Aww, well,
no, actually,
Frasco,
he was going to do a song and dance.
I hope you enjoy the rest of our presentation.
This has been brought to me here
long time.
2 years ago or more to help you understand what we're trying to do. The high school is to involve more of the women athlete, and right now, like our softball field in December, it will have its own irrigation system like anything else. We won't have to water it by hand. It'll be tied in a timer-wise. That's something new. We want to get into the 21st century, what we're trying to do here. With the light poles that we had been brought to my attention, and I did a little research. Tombstone High School purchased light poles when they built their new high school, and they were going to use new light poles on their athletic fields, and they got them from the University of Arizona. Well, when they got there, they decided they could use the old poles at their football field, and they bought them in. But anyway, there is a chance, a real good chance, that we could purchase the poles from Tombstone High School. So we wouldn't have to. They are 40 foot long with cross arms already. And what we would need on this would be the LED lights, and which run approximately $1,200 to $1,500 per pole. And I've already contacted a contractor that would do this for us. I don't know if we have to go out on bid on it or not, but that would be Banning Creek Enterprises. It's Jeremy Meyer. He has the Pizza House, if you don't know about that. I've talked to him about this. I have talked to the school architect about the lights, and if we have to, we could bring that, put in, it has to be in cement. And also, we could come up as high as 4 or 5 foot, like they have on the the football scoreboard, big, so they're not going to blow over.
Yeah.
All right. So So I've done a little research on it, and what it is, I know that at one time, years ago, the youth council did set aside money for light poles for the girls' softball field.
I believe that was budgeted.
I say girls. I mean, it would be open to the community to use it. Because right now, you try to use the Little League field down there, and it's kind of hard to get to that. You know, there would be, again, on this, it would be a community effort.
So how would there be, like, access? Because you can't just leave them running all the time. So, like,
well, this is
Would it be like the tennis court?
This is what we'd have to look into, like the ones at the ballpark. Whoever has it, whoever's in charge of wanting to come up and use the field, you know, you have this, it is controlled manually, or you can do it what they do at the tennis courts, which that's been a pain in everybody's rear end for I don't know how long, because you pay for the light, and they go off and leave them, and half the time the lights are left on. So there, we'd have to look into this, all right? A lot of logistics you have to go through. But as far as getting all this right here, I could probably get a final price for you or whatever, but I've given you approximately with five poles, you're talking at least with the lights, about $7,500. Then you're going to have a contractor put those up. So you're looking at probably close to $10,000. And if I look back on the youth council in the past, this was what I think was earmarked for this project. Because this has been on the table for quite a number of years.
Is the school going to...
The school on this, yeah. We're going to go in on this right here. I've talked to Mr. Woody on this. So as soon as I get over and take a look at the poles at Tombstone, I would see what a price they were offering to do, and there's a possibility we would go in on that.
Okay.
That we would get the poles.
Okay.
All right. So, and a lot of the work will be done in-house, other than the main thing is installing the lights. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it might be we could get volunteer work. You don't know, but that's the thing. You know, with being youth council doing this, we could possibly do that. City might help us on that. They have certified electricians.
My dad.
We don't have one here. Your dad. I think your dad would.
I'm pretty sure you would help.
Oh, yeah. If I talk to him, I know we could. But, I mean, this is the type of thing we'd be looking for. It's a community effort to get this up. And it would not only be just for the girls. It would be a community.
Yeah.
And I think it would help the community as such. We're trying to beautify this place.
I talked to Richard
Rosales,
who's with APS.
Yeah,
and they have grants, and he is super excited to be able to give money to the youth council.
Wow!
So if we approach him, maybe for the lights or whatever, for the cost of the lights, and put in a grant. We might be able to get money that way.
Well, also, you would have to do that, but when I put up the scoreboard, that scoreboard down there, you're kind of about a $25,000 project.
Right.
They came in free of charge, and they drilled our holes for us. Free of charge. They came and did that. So you're looking at people. APS came in and did that. We also had Freeport came in. They helped. Jimmy Olander came in, helped. John Severovich helped. So in the long run, we can, you know, the youth council can. If people know that the youth council is doing this, instead of us going to say, okay, the city's doing this and the school's doing this, no. I think people need to know that this is your project, it's not mine.
And I think APS would be willing to do that.
Yeah, and this is not my project. This is a dream of mine, yes. But I want something nice for our students and something nice for the community. There's been talk from the city, I've been to the meetings on it, that, you know, we want to do this out at Wachuca Terrace, we're going to have all these fields. You have to realize, folks, that takes a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And right now we have nothing other than, for the summer, at nighttime, we have a Little League park and we have a warm ballpark, and that's it. And you have one controlled by the Little League as such, and you have one controlled by the school district. Which,
but nothing that is open to use to just the public?
Well, you have to understand a little bit about the warm ballpark. The warm ballpark was donated to Bisbee High School, or Bisbee Public School, from Phelps Dodge. And when it was donated, it wasn't donated, it was bought. But there was a contract in there that it is for the use of the youth and community of Bisbee. Mm-hmm. That was part of the lease agreement. Am I right?
I don't think it's being held then.
Definitely not.
I have the original deed to the ballpark. And it came from Mr. Huck, H-A-U-K. He gave that land, and it states on that deed it is to be used by the children. If the children are ever not let play in there, it reverts back to the Huck estate. We can use it for other things, but if the kids have a game, they've got to let them do it. And it is in that deed. If they do not do what that says, it goes back to the Huck.
But is it just students? That's broad. Is it just students? Is it children of Bisbee?
The children.
Well, then the deed is not being upheld.
Exactly. But I mean, you still have to go through on.
So how did the
I didn't get to go to the ballpark until there was a paid.
I know this might not be able to be answered, but does anybody know how the school got power over that? Like how they have the locks and stuff on it? Because wouldn't that be
open? Shouldn't it just be open?
The fact that it's locked during the day.
I am still trying to figure out why you have the deed.
Because I went and got it.
She has a copy of the deed. She doesn't
have a copy.
I have a copy of the
deed. Oh, okay.
Yeah. She doesn't have the original deed.
Minor leaguers in here. They were coming in and they had a lease agreement. Mm-hmm. Right? And they paid for that through the school district. Mm-hmm. And they were wanting to use it all the time. They can't.
Yeah.
If there was a ball, if you wanted to go in, Olivia, and say, okay, I have a team and we want to play on this certain date, they can't play.
Well, like in Old Bisbee Park,
you would have first choice.
But the Little League has to pay like $300 to use it.
We don't pay.
You don't understand that either. When you go to the school board, it's worked out differently for everyone.
If you do it the right way.
Where would you go to, like, ask for the field? Where would you go to
right now it is part of Bisbee Unified School District. Mm-hmm.
You just go file a facility use application.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I run youth football.
Yeah.
So all we had to do was fill out an application, prove that we have insurance, and we took it to the school board, they approved it, and we have free use of the field. They don't charge us a penny. We just have to leave it clean or better than we got it.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's part of it. But when you have all these other groups, like you've got the Mariachi Festival coming in.
Yeah. They have to pay.
If there was somebody
they're making money
off Bisbee, that. If you had something on that date and you wanted that,
but does it matter?
At the time they came in, they would have to pick another date.
Would it matter who filed first if it's a children and
it would. If you come in and say, I want it on November 5th, and they come in same date, November 5th, you know, saying this, the youth have the right to have it first choice. Mm-hmm. If you're on the 6th, that's fine.
First come, first serve.
It's just whatever. It's not first come, first serve.
Okay.
You just said it was.
But the youth always will have the first. If it's on the 5th, there's two or three groups come in, and if they have the same date, the youth of Bisbee would have the first shot.
If I may interject this meeting, I'm going to have to transfer the power over to my vice president.
Depart.
Depart.
Okay.
No, I'll have to bring a copy of it. And I'm going to bring a copy of those bylaws.
Do you need a hat?
Oh,
you have
them.
I've got them.
I was like,
where are you going every day? All right. OK. Okay, so is that all we have on the softball field? Yeah.
So when we just opened up a can of worms.
Yeah, I was
so
just,
can
that
we
was
like,
just interesting to me. I never knew that.
A lot of people in Bisbee don't.
What is possible recommendations?
Yeah. If they have any recommendations on it, any different direction they want to go.
Well, can we like finally officially approve it so that we can stop talking about it?
Can we? We don't know how much it is.
But couldn't we do it like a not to exceed $10,000?
We already did that though. Do we remember the number though? That's because we had done that the first time we ever talked about it. It was 10,000.
I think we earmarked it, but we never said for sure this is what we're going to do.
So well, can we do that? Like, can we just approve it, like not to exceed this amount, and or like, or if a grant, if we are able to get a grant, then like,
use that.
Well,
so that we can like start some progress on it,
but that doesn't include like the other grants and stuff. Like we can't spend this money.
Not to exceed $10,000 from the youth council.
Right. Yeah,
is that
from us.
You're
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Can we do that now since it's softball field?
And
or do we have to wait till the next meeting?
Unfortunately.
Okay.
But that will kind of give us a little bit more time to get
more information.
Some more information. As far as number wise, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
So maybe next meeting we can try to have a more like finalized.
So I think by next meeting we should have an estimate and we should set a budget.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yes.
In the meantime too, I really think that, I don't know if you want me to send the information to the group, but you guys really need to consider the APS grant.
Okay, yeah,
they
we
are
can,
chomping
we
at
should
the bit
definitely
to give you
look
money.
Into that okay. Because
and
if
they find out it's for something like this, they're probably willing to maybe even do up to half.
Okay.
You guys going to talk to APS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we
I'll send you the contact.
Donate
yeah,
those
please.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, you're the
and
best.
Santa?
Okay.
Give me anything free if you can.
Yeah.
Okay,
the poles
is there...
and setting the poles.
Yeah.
And they have lights at APS.
Yeah, we're going
to
talk to
them.
Yeah.
Well, we can just talk to them about the whole project and see what they can do.
Yeah. And you guys need to go and see, what's the name up there? OPD. Come on.
No, they will not.
They will not.
Anyway.
Okay.
Oh, I'm
for school right now, they've already donated just like they're down there.
Yeah,
and
the
same thing
in
the city.
Yeah,
and same
thing
with the city.
That's why we try not to go to
we can only shake that tree so often.
Yeah.
But
they,
okay, then I'll wait.
Right. Right. It's the
right.
It's higher than that.
Yeah.
I just.
I wonder if we can set a meeting to have APS attend the next one. I don't know if it'd be Richard himself or somebody, a representative for him, so they can hear the plan from the kids.
But I feel like it would just be good things.
Well, if you've got somebody who's going to call them and then ask them.
And then maybe they can invite him. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So is that it on the discussion of the softball?
Did you hear the discussion that we had about...
No, I didn't.
Go ahead.
Once I send you the info for APS, maybe we can invite them, we can tell them the plan, but still invite them maybe to your next meeting.
Yeah, maybe
Melissa Wright, the softball coach, wanted to come to the meeting about the softball lights, too.
Okay, we can invite her to the next one.
So we need to spread the word.
Maybe we could, like, directly contact APS with, like, a letter or whatever the formal thing is.
Well,
and then,
Rich is the one that you should be talking to because he's the one that... does the grant.
So maybe a few of like us specifically can like make a meeting with him, contact him, and then invite him to the meeting as well.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I'll help out as much as I can.
Okay.
Really.
And Melissa's gonna come to the next meeting too.
Melissa Wright.
Melissa Wright, the coach.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So is that it? Softball field?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're gonna move on to number 3, discussion of future agenda items.
Yes, you have the youth council ordinance,
fundraising
ideas, town flag / branding, and youth outreach / town hall.
Okay.
And the application.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Can I add something, like, but just something that we'll discuss at the next meeting? Potential, like, a project with the youth garden that used to exist at Greenway. If I can, like, make a presentation for the next meeting, I'd really like to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, you got that. Can I give these, a copy of this, to you all?
Yeah.
Start looking at it and make suggestions. We need to alter it so it suits what you guys want it to be for the youth.
Okay.
I need a copy of the
bylaws. Okay.
Oh, did you have bylaws on here? Is it okay if we add bylaws?
Yeah.
To look at the bylaws?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you need more to get people to apply, I have extras.
Okay. Oh, also, did we have discussed or like talking or something about going to other schools?
So youth outreach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want us to reapply, is that what you're saying?
No, they just want us to look this over so we can make, like,
we want to make our own application for youth council. Because just this is more geared towards adults that have been in the workforce.
If you want, we Ashley and I can go through this and revise it. Look, you know, Ashley's got more information than I do on it, but we can kind of revise it and see what you think. And then, but take a look at this.
Maybe all of us can just put some revisions in that we might think.
Yes.
Because we can also maybe make it more comprehensible for younger people.
Especially
because
we're
going to
be adding
13.
Yeah.
So rather than having the board commission membership, it's going to be youth council membership.
Okay.
About when will we meet again?
When do you want to meet again?
When's a month from today?
A month?
November. June. I mean, is that? Cause
June?
There's a bunch of stuff.
1 month.
Cause
you think 1 month is...
How long is that?
Sorry, I'm having a
meeting. Is 1 month like two? I feel like 1 month would be a good amount of time at least to have a meeting, like once a month at least.
Yeah.
Maybe in 2 weeks even.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, because we kind of want to get the ball rolling on this whole
softball. Yeah, so I think 2 weeks.
You can't have it on.
You want 2 weeks?
Yeah. Because it would be really cool if we could get those lights in before the softball season.
Yeah, and especially because we have so many things on
next
agenda.
Yeah, if we could, yeah.
We could kind of just knock some of them out, kind of.
Put what on next agenda?
All the stuff that we have on.
So I think that if we had a meeting sooner than usual, because it is so busy.
But then after we kind of get some stuff started, we should start having like regular, at least like monthly meetings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, at least.
Okay. Yeah. So pick your date for your next one then.
Then it's 2 weeks from today.
I have a suggestion.
2 weeks
I'm not
from today is Halloween.
Why does each one of you try to get an underclassman?
We should do like little buddies.
Just get one. Each of you, and there are five of you. If five of you could get just one person, you've got a committee, then a 10. And you have them, they can step in as we, you know. Because right now, all five of you are going to be leaving.
Well, Dylan is a junior.
Oh, okay. But
year.
Even that, you think, if you get five people, and I know that each one of you have a friend.
Tuesday?
I hope so.
There's something going on on that. Oh, that's the blood.
Right, but if you have
the
meeting,
the 7th.
We'll
probably the 7th? The next week? 3 weeks?
Or we could just,
like,
what we do
it like on Monday.
Monday? Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so like the Monday before Halloween, the 29th, it's not quite 2 weeks from now, but it's like 2 days shy.
Okay.
All right.
That'd be a lot better.
The
29th?
29th
of
October.
Can we possibly like make the meetings a little bit earlier?
You can have whatever you guys want.
Because in like... I usually, we have practice and like, Dylan had to go take the bus.
On the 29th,
you won't
because you're through.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But she works after school and Dylan usually takes the bus a lot. So
maybe just 1 hour?
Yeah, maybe just at 2 o'clock. That's what I was just saying. Like,
yeah,
just a little
whatever,
bit earlier.
Whatever you want. Just, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning, I object to.
Yeah.
If I'm not
simply
at school
I'm not
yet.
A morning person.
If I'm not going to be at school yet, then we don't need.
So the 29th.
I barely get here on time.
Yeah. Okay, so the 29th at 2.
29th,
same place.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
I appreciate
it.
Hey, see you later.
Kids, thank you.
Bye, prosecutor.
Okay, so you got that? Okay, so is there any member comment?
And so you wanted it 2 o'clock?
Yes, 2 o'clock. On the 29th. Same place.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Are we good?
Do we need to let the school know?
I can email Mr. Giltner.
Okay.
When was that date again?
29th.
The 29th. It's a Monday.
At 2 o'clock.
October. Right. At 2 o'clock.
That'd be a lot better than 7:08.
Exactly.
Okay, you've got me excited again. Don't disappoint me.
Okay, member comment?
Oh, did you want to discuss? We had added
fundraiser.
The fundraiser for Halloween movie on the 27th.
I feel like maybe that's too soon.
Yeah, too soon.
I just don't think we're going to have enough time to plan.
I think,
okay.
Yeah.
But maybe we can, if somebody has an idea and can like remember, that would be like a reasonable time from the next meeting, mm-hmm. then we could maybe try
for,
to bring
for
those.
Fundraising.
Yeah.
For fundraising.
Like, well, if
The Festival of Lights mm-hmm. would be something
oh,
to
yeah,
look
that's
forward
a
to. Because it's
there
a
you
good
go.
Time.
That's a good one. Right. If you're looking for something that you might want to, you know, just spread out to the rest of the high school students, is we're always looking for candy for the boys and girls for the trick or trunk.
Trunk or treat.
Trunk or treat. Trick or trunk. Yeah, trunk or treat.
Trunk.
Yeah. Okay.
What is that?
It's
the cars
that we do
all
the
way around the.
It's the one
vista.
We do on the movie night. I do the trunk or treat with the Boys and Girls Club.
Mm-hmm. No,
thank you. Okay. That's it. Okay, so member comments.
Is anyone that you do like?
Let me tell you.
No. The answer to that is no.
They want $1,000 up front.
Okay. Staff coming?
Yeah.
No, I'm just excited that you guys are getting
and
back
well,
together.
You know, they don't
think you guys have a lot of good ideas.
Yeah.
Let's get something rolling.
Working.
Yeah, I think that Taz
and
going to the conference really was a good
the
thing. Because
yeah.
she got more
that
ideas.
That pays for a fourth of their operation.
Okay. So, staff moving on.
I understand that. And
I think
then we had a recession.
Okay. So, I move to adjourn this meeting.
Okay.
At... Do I have to say the time?
4:02.
At 4:02 on the day of October 17th.
Very good.
Second it.
Okay.
You have to say it.
You have to say it. We're recording.
Second.
We're recording.
Oh, yes.
Oh, now I feel dumb. God,
me too.
Okay. And then we all agree.
All in favor?
Aye.
There you go. Okay, meeting's adjourned.